Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session for the Mesa City Council for Monday, November 7th, 2011. The first item on tonight's agenda is to review the agenda for tonight's City Council meeting. So we will start with page 2, items 3A through 3D. Items 3E through 4C. Except for item 4A has been removed from the agenda. Yeah. Apparently the contractor didn't get back to us, didn't get the information. So I want to give us
time to brief you fully. We'll do that. Probably the meeting before the 20, I think the 21st is the next council meeting, so we'll make sure we have it before then. Like the Thursday, I think, because we won't be meeting on the 10th.
10th, so it'll be
17th, or no, is that right? The 17th, we'll be ready to do it.
Okay. All right, so 4A is removed from tonight's agenda. 4D through 4G. 4H through 4K. 4L through 6B, 7 through 8D, and 9A and 9B. I think, well, in front of you, go right ahead, Natalie.
Related to items 9A and 9B. On the council's chairs and for the record, we have placed some additional information for you to review. This item has to do with the special improvements district and the continuation of it. Every 5 years, the eligible property owners have the ability to come forward and say they would like to see that move forward or not. And at this point, we have received 3 protests related to the continuation of that district. It represents, there are 3 different categories that need to be met. You have to receive more than 50% to discontinue. This represents less than 1% overall, all 3 of those categories. So I wanted just to make sure that the council saw that and it was part of the public record for tonight. Also for tonight, we're prepared to do a short PowerPoint presentation if the council is interested, and the Downtown Mesa Association, David Short, as well as other staff members are here to answer any questions that you might have now or later.
Now, how do they, when you say protested, how what's the process for protesting?
The protest is that you have, it's all set by state statute. Right. And so there's a hearing that is set, and within that, the time period that is set, there's a 30-day time period, and 20 days of that is for an official protest. And there's also some advertising that goes on for it.
I know, but how do they file a protest? Do they contact you? Do they contact DMA?
They file a protest through the city clerk's office.
Okay. All right. Any questions or comments? Councilmember Higgins.
Do we have time for them to do their presentation?
Oh, it's up. Do we have time for them to do their presentation that they brought?
We have one. We can do it now. We can do it later with the public hearing. It's up to the council.
We want you to do it during the public hearing.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay. Anything else? Items 9A, 9B. All right. Item 2, hear reports on meetings or conferences attended. Councilmember Finter.
Yeah. Attended the grand reopening of a shopping complex at Greenfield University, the Michael Pollack redevelopment. It is the biggest one I've ever been to. With all of our winter visitors back, they had lines of people that went through the entire complex out onto University and East. They had 2 marching bands. Just amazing what they've done with the complex and revitalizing it and renewing it, new tenants, and just a great experience. And really appreciate Mr. Pollack has done over 750,000 square feet of redevelopment projects and office and other developments kind of in the revitalizing sense. So just an amazing, it's the biggest one I was ever have attended since I've been in on council. So really surprised and happily surprised to see that rejuvenated. So.
Great. Councilmember Higgins.
Thank you, Mayor. I had the opportunity with my husband to run around to 11 different game parties on Saturday night. Gain being getting Arizona's involved in neighborhoods, and it was all neighborhood watch groups, and I had so much fun. I have such nice residents. I just wish Gain that could go on like for a month so you could spend more time at every party. We spent like 20 minutes with each group, but we had a great time, and it's so much fun to see the neighbors get together and visit, and they have a common goal of just, you know, watching out for each other. It's very cool. And thanks for all the City Mesa staff that I know had to put a lot of work into organizing it all. And the police department was awesome. They were everywhere with all their toys, and so were the fire department. And the kids loved it. The kids loved all the fun stuff. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Anything else? All right, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just remind council that the study session for this Thursday, November 10th, has been canceled so the council can attend the National League of Cities Conference here in Phoenix. The next study session will be November 17th, and we do have an IMESA Village meeting this Wednesday, November 9th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Irving School that's right here on 155 North Center Street. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything else? Okay, I have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor and a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. See you upstairs. Thank you.